Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Lamar City Council meets today. At 11:45 a.m., there will be a public hearing on the city's proposed fiscal 2025 property tax levy. That'll be followed by the regularly scheduled council session. There are several action items before the council. These include setting public hearings for the new city budget and amendments to the city's water rate and sewer rate ordinances, including the sale of property, the Lamar's pedestrian bridge replacement project, and an engineering services contract for work at the municipal airport. Floyd Valley Healthcare in Lamar's was recognized by the National Rural Healthcare Association as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in America. In February, Floyd Valley Health was rated among the top 100 critical access hospitals. Both ratings were based on the Chartis Rural Hospital Performance Index. Chartis is a national healthcare advisory firm. Wells North Ice Cream Plant will be closing 2nd Street Southeast between 1st Avenue and 2nd Avenue Southeast starting Thursday morning, and that should be reopened by 6 p.m. that same day. They'll have 1st Street Southeast and the north side of the plant reopen to traffic before they close the south side. The wife of a Woodbury County supervisor has been sentenced to prison after being convicted late last year on 52 counts of voter fraud. Kim Taylor must serve 4 months in federal prison and 4 additional months of home confinement. Taylor is the wife of Woodbury County Supervisor Jeremy Taylor. Kim Taylor was born in Vietnam, and witnesses testified she manipulated local residents of Vietnamese descent to illegally cast ballots for family members during elections in 2020 when her husband ran for Congress and then won a seat on the Woodbury County Board of Supervisors. The state climatologist says March saw a turnaround after what was the third driest February on record. Justin Glisson says the March precipitation helped some in battling what had been 196 days of moderate drought being reported somewhere in the state.
So seeing increased rainfall and some snowfall in March really helped improve soil moisture conditions. And we did see a one category improvement in the previous drought monitor map last week for Western Iowa. So seeing good outcomes out there with the wetter conditions we've been seeing.
Temperatures in March were also a little above normal. He says the current outlook shows some good chances for April showers. Emmett County is now the only remaining county in Iowa without a detection of the tree-killing emerald ash borer. That's after the U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed the presence of the emerald ash borer in Palo Alto County for the first time. Insect samples were collected in March from an ash tree in Basswood Recreation Area outside Emmitsburg. EAB was unknown to North America until its discovery in southeast Michigan in 2002. The tree-killing insect from Asia has now been found in 36 states, including Iowa, starting in 2010. A report from Iowa's state auditor shows the state spent nearly $12 billion in federal funds in the past fiscal year. About 6% of that federal money was related to pandemic-era spending. Some of it came from the CARES Act President Trump signed in 2020, and some from the American Rescue Plan Act that President Biden signed in 2021. The report covers the period from July 1st of 2022 through June 30th of 2023. It shows the state of Iowa received $46 million worth of vaccines during that 12-month period. And Iowa's economy bucked the regional trend and improved slightly during March, but the monthly Creighton University survey of supply managers in Iowa and 8 other Midwestern states finds the region's manufacturing sector slumped into recession and stayed there all of last year. Creighton economist Ernie Goss says the overall business conditions index fell below growth neutral for the third time in 4 months. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.